I know what you mean.
Let's do this.
My mom's name is Myrna.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's some made up Myrn. Name.
That's not real at all.
My mom.
Wait.
Your mom's made up.
Your mom's name is Myrna Merkley? Or no, I guess
used
not.
To be.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Huh? She was like, no, I don't like alliteration. I'm not a 1960s comic book character.
But her maiden name is MacReady.
Myrna MacReady.
Myrna MacReady.
That is such
Is your mom the original Red Tornado?
Yeah, that's... I was going to say, that's a very comic booky name.
It is.
This was Fate.
Yep.
You were Fate.
Okay, let's stop talking about my
is
mom.
This a half time?
This one is not doing? A 10-minute episode necessarily. This is.
Are we doing this song? Is it even worth it then?
Let's do the regular song.
Okay.
But on the guitar, if you know how to play it.
Yeah, play it.
Do you know how to play it?
No.
No, you could just put somebody on the spot like that and expect them to do what you want them to.
Well, I don't know.
Here, this is me playing it live.
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
Zero Issues
Comic Podcast.
Hey, happy 2017. Welcome to the show. This is the beginning of the show. We have not been recording for 5 minutes previously, just mucking around. This is the beginning of the show. Hi, I'm Kyle.
I'm Bri.
I'm confused. I'm Merc, though.
Happy
That's my natural state.
Happy 2017.
He's Merc-fused.
We'll talk about that later.
Con-merked.
We are talking to you from the distant past of 2016.
We are indeed. So this year is dead now.
Dead.
Thank God.
And we are happy for that. However.
Oh my fuck.
This year right
this
here.
Yeah.
There's your callback.
Yeah.
Okay.
This year gets a party platter.
Oh, I'm so good at math and I'm going to move to California.
Say it, Frenchie. 2016.
Stop.
2016 was pretty shit overall.
It was a bad time.
We all had a rough time.
Yeah.
No, it was bad.
We're all real tired now.
In your perspective, it's dead. In ours, it's still alive. But we feel like we need to give it a send-off.
We give it a send-off.
We gotta give it a send-off.
It's an Irish send-off.
Yeah, it was a bad year, but we got through it.
Yeah.
But not everybody did.
That's true.
Not everybody did.
Here's a list of people who died this year.
In comics.
And we're gonna
visually,
we're
as
gonna,
it goes
gonna,
past the screen.
Yeah, we're going to clap for the first four, and then it'll be like, oh, set designer.
Hmm.
Like, again.
Alec Guinness!
He died again!
Zombie Alec Guinness.
Yeah.
It seemed to me the dialogue was pretty ropey.
Well, you know,
he was brought back.
He had genuine zombie class.
That is horrible. And also awesome.
Which is everything that I do.
So, we are having a bit of a wake. A bit of an Irish wake, I suppose.
Yeah. Because we're all drinking, as we usually do.
Clank.
Clunk.
Clickety-clank-clunk.
Club.
That's what you do at a wake. I actually have a group of friends that we haven't done it regularly, but we used to get together regularly and have wakes.
Thank goodness you haven't done it regularly, because you would have died of alcohol poisoning.
Yeah. It's been... I think the last one we did was actually the David Bowie one. And we made it a big one. That was a big one. We had it at a local bar... And put the word out to everyone. It used to be just a group of friends that it was like a monthly make sure
together.
We get together sort of thing. And it was kind of
like... Not unlike a podcast.
Yes. But it was like half tongue-in-cheek, half real. Like sometimes, you know, somebody major passed that we actually... Like Nelson Mandela passed. We had a wake for him. And it was an actual solemn thing, an enjoyable thing that we got together. But it was a thing. But then sometimes it was just like,
just a celebrity or
actor.
Yeah,
or whoever. Like. Just happened to pass, yeah.
What a reason to get together, but also, you know.
Yeah. We'll do this for 2016 overall, and in terms of comics.
Yeah.
Who passed in comics?
We're talking about the comic characters.
Yeah.
Who have sadly departed.
Yeah.
This horrible garbage shit year, which is now over when you're listening to this.
They looked
Thank
at the year and they
God.
Said, well, I can't make it through the rest of this.
Yeah.
I'm gonna step in a puddle.
You can't blame them.
Do you want me to go through that little list? And then we can go back? Or do you want me to go through one at a time?
I think just one at a time.
Yeah?
One at a time. We need to say something to them.
Just
to
raise our glass. Just to make it clear, this is going to be a shorter episode. We're not doing news warm-up moment of zero. This is a quicken.
We're getting all of the dearly departed the respect they deserve by focusing on them entirely.
Mm-hmm. It's a very special episode. Zero issues.
That's the spirit. Excelsior.
Wake number one. Bonebreaker.
Who?
Yeah. How do you die?
I believe that was one of the characters. Oddly enough, I'm looking through this entire list, and most of them passed during either due to Old Man Logan or in the spider clone kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Related to that.
With that entire.
Oh no, Bonebreaker!
He was
the one of the Reavers with the tank lower body.
Like X-Men?
Yeah!
There was a toy of that dude.
Yeah.
I remember that it was one that was
for about 20 years at Hill City.
Yeah. Like, literally nobody bought that thing.
Yeah.
I would have bought that. A tank
and
body?
Really, when you think about it, it's like, it's his body is a tank, and he's got, like, a torso on a tank with, like, and he also has a gun.
Yeah.
Why would anyone not want that? But nobody wanted it.
Let me just add, there's Bonebreaker and Skullbuster, both Reavers.
Not Skullbuster!
Yep.
I hear he busts skulls.
Yeah, he's like a more specified version of Bonebreaker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He went to an extra 2 years of medical school.
I'm just saying, Cap, whenever, like, the Red Skull and Crossbones are getting up in your shit, call them in. This is their specialty. But you can't now because they're dead!
Dead!
I don't really recognize Skullbuster.
No?
But Bonebreaker...
He's got the skull face, kind of.
Yeah,
he's
like,
the tank guy.
He was with everybody.
Oh, he's a villain that had a skull face?
Yeah. Don't get caught.
I think I remember Bonebuster from, like...
Respect the dead, Kyle.
I remember Bonebuster for probably being on, like...
I'm sorry, who?
On Bonebuster. Whatever Bonebreaker, who cares?
Bonebuster and Skullbreaker.
The tank guy. I think I remember him from being on the racks at Zeller's till literally the day it closed, yeah, at full price.
Yeah. Well, that's why nobody bought him. It's like, this thing is still the same price as it was. And, like, the box
is yellowed.
It's
actually gone up.
Literally, the entire thing is just coated in dust. You can't brush it away. That is a part of it now.
Yeah.
I was there, and I never saw that. I would have bought that.
It's a whole joke.
Well, it closed.
It's not a whole joke.
When
Don't joke about
Bonebreaker.
Don't joke.
Skullbreaker.
He's dead.
Skullbreaker.
Don't joke about Zeller.
I'll stop joking when the gift card saga continues.
Yeah, really, yeah.
In 2017.
In 2017.
Which is this year, I guess.
Sure, why not?
Okay, we'll go to the next one. I'm going to leave some of the bigger names towards the end.
Yeah.
If you're okay
with
that.
That makes sense.
Gauntlet.
No, not my favorite arcade game.
Yeah.
I liked Questor the Elf.
Because
he could shoot diagonal.
That's actually
very
important.
Very often,
yeah?
Actually.
Who
used to be at...
Who'd you play?
I don't know.
Well, were you the Valkyrie, the Elf, the Warrior?
This motherfucker was a Warrior, I guarantee it.
I'm going to guess Warrior.
Yeah,
really?
Warrior, yeah.
Did you ever play the arcade...
I know what you
the,
like.
The update one where it was, like, 3D graphics?
No.
You could save your character, and, like, you could level them up over time as you went back to play the same machine.
This was played
super Legends or whatever?
Yeah.
Gauntlet Legends, N64? What's up?
But the arcade version is, like, you go there, and it's, like, here's my guy. I played for, you know, 10 minutes, and he's, like, he's stronger, he's faster, he can do cooler shit.
Yeah.
Super cool.
I actually played it on the actual arcade.
Yeah, like the original Gauntlet?
I've
also played that.
It used to be in Grandview Mall. Mm-hmm. I used to come home from school, from high school, and for a year or two in Grandview Mall, there was, for some reason, a little tiny arcade that sold candy and stuff. I used to get the blue whales and then just eat those and play that game over and over again.
I would have loved to have met you in high school.
I want you to know, when I say this mother effer played the warrior, or the barbarian, I meant it respectfully.
Oh, no, that's fine.
he throws axes.
I know what you like.
Pretty
You're a
good.
Big Conan guy. Of course you played the barbarian. Are you kidding me?
I took no offense.
What about that's you?
Fine. Oh, I think wizard. Is it the wizard?
So we need ourselves a Valkyrie.
Yeah, we need a Valkyrie.
Also, we need a time machine.
For the wizard.
Yeah.
Actually, I had Gauntlet. That Midway Classics.
Oh!
Really? Who's the actual Gauntlet? Oh. I don't know who that is yet. Oh. Next.
I don't know. Well, that was a good way. Who cares?
To Gauntlet.
Woo!
That's a good Gauntlet.
There's going to be several like that. Gibbon?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
remember that game, Gibbon?
The Spider-Man...
Is that a Spider-Man thing? Yeah.
Villain. There was like Grizzly and the Gibbon.
He had a cape and he was a Gibbon.
He was in a Gibbon costume. They had the Legion of Losers where he had like that and the Kangaroo and the Spot were like a team together. And it was charming because they were all idiots.
The furries.
Yeah, they were aware that they sucked.
You're a Dalmatian. I'm not.
Killing the Gibbon is like...
They put on furry costumes.
Killing a Gibbon is like, you know, slapping a baby. That's just sad. Well, really, slapping it's like, a baby. I'm going to kill the Gibbon to show him a big deal. It's like, that's just leave him alone. Just leave him alone.
It's like, I'm gonna beat up Worf's kid.
Yeah, exactly.
Leave Alexander alone.
No, I'm a Klingon. No, you're not.
You want to prove you're a big deal? Take on Worf. Also, that's really also not a big deal either.
No.
He pretty Everybody, much loses every fight.
It's called getting Worfed for a reason.
Today, I am a warrior. I must show you my heart. I travel the River of Blood.
I just watched all of DS9 and that was really sad to see.
Yeah.
Worf just getting...
I've just started... I'm not at the point where he joined yet because TNG was still on the air.
Yeah.
So.
To Gibbon. Living Brain.
Oh, it's the...
That one I don't know.
Not anymore. It's the robot. It's the robot. It was in the first 10 issues of Spider-Man, they created a really clumsy, boxy robot.
Robot?
I insist on calling it robot if it's
I was like, why are you garbage. Saying it that
It's
way.
A robot.
Okay.
I believe recently Dr. Octopus had backed up his consciousness into said robot. Is that what it means? Is that like the, you know, whatever...
I guess.
Whatever AI that robot had is gone and Dr. Octopus is in it now. I don't know. Nor do I care. That was a one-shot
Living
character.
Brain, let's just move on fast then.
No one cares.
Hold my hand up so I don't...
If you care,
anymore.
Like, comment, subscribe.
Okay, here's one. Madcap.
Who?
With the hat.
Oh, with the really angry hat.
Yeah.
Man.
You know what? My
hat's
only...
yelling at people in heaven now. Or hell. Probably hell.
My only real recollection of that is from Marvel Universe. Just seeing Madcap in the Marvel Universe books.
Okay.
With the indexes.
Yeah.
And going, who the fuck is this guy? Like, it's an interesting look, but I've never seen him in a book.
She's got a hat, and it's just like, just angry.
To Madcap.
I guess. Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, he's like,
he's like Fool Killer with a...
Is it like a Psycho Pirate knockoff?
I was
going to
say, he's like Marvel Psycho Pirate.
I don't care. No one cares.
Someone cares.
No, I will not. I will not raise a glass to him.
All right. Well, Madrox.
Ugh.
That one I didn't know about.
Yeah.
Talked about that.
Death. Yeah. We had a conversation.
Did we?
Yeah, we did. Apparently he died in one of the... He was like... Whenever you have like a big crossover... Whenever you have a big crossover, there is...
You gotta warp somebody.
Do Klingons fear death as much as humans?
Yeah, exactly. There's a character of some note, but not... A-list that has to get killed off to make everyone else all upset. You have to fridge somebody.
Yeah.
Apparently what they did in Death...
You gotta fridge somebody.
Yeah. In Death of X, they killed Madrox for no reason whatsoever.
Well, he hadn't so he was expendable.
Yeah.
Not unlike when they killed off Banshee a few years ago.
Here's the deal, though, and maybe it's by design. Can you kill Madrox? Can you really kill Madrox? Because you could easily just have, like, Madrox just walk up and like, yeah, those were all dupes.
Yeah,
I was fine the whole time.
Where have you been?
Eh.
I've been around.
But does he
can
that?
Just be like, oh yeah, you know, the last time that I was around, I got killed the hell off, so I've been over here hiding out.
Yeah.
I wonder if he does that. If he like creates like, I'm going to create a dozen duplicates and just send them to weird corners of the earth.
Yeah. Well, he'll live somewhere he did and that.
Then did he?
Oh yeah. I feel like this has happened like probably 7 times already, where it's just like Madrox is dead. It's like, nope.
Hey, excuse me, guys.
He's the hardest one to kill off, because anytime you kill him off, he could just be like, no, that was a duplicate. But his entire power makes it impossible to kill him.
He's Psych Man.
Yeah, exactly.
Psych?
We'll get to that later, though.
Okay. Possibly to
Madrox. Maybe to Madrox. Maybe.
Because the heat is on!
Okay, yeah. let me bring up a big one, because of what you just brought up.
Oh, yeah.
Of, like, the idea of killing off somebody to make other people react and do stuff.
Right.
James Rhodey Rhodes.
Oh, God damn it.
Was killed.
That was dumb.
And, well, it was dumb, but it was a thing. Thanos.
Oh, it happened.
Technically
it
killed him. And I never really thought of, and then I thought about this, but there was a, I read an article as I was doing kind of research for this, that somebody was writing, well, they killed the black guy to make the white people feel something. And I was like, is that?
That's a way to look at it.
Then it was like, is that everybody? They always kill the black guy. And the way they worded it was like, they always kill the black guy to make that the white people feel something. And I'm trying to think of another instance.
Yeah, I see it more as they kill the B-lister to make the A-listers feel something.
Yeah.
People were very concerned.
But you know what? It was who that was, who he was. He was connected to Captain Marvel, being now romantically linked.
Well, because he's
Tony.
Both sides of it.
Exactly. Right. And he was a critical character. And that was, they even talked about that in the article. They're like, this is a character that's linked
to
those
two were a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have been for a bit.
Oh.
When I was reading.
I really liked that.
The Captain Marvel thing. And then they're both like, how is she they doing? Both is started as pilots and stuff, and it made some sense. It was nice. Here's the thing about that. One, having read the issue where he died, that was not a good death for that character.
But it
was very, like, he would just literally just
but
got
sometimes,
killed. Like Thanos showed up like, hi, Thanos here. And he's like, I'm going to fight you. And Thanos is like, I'm going to kill you. And he's like, I'm a dead. Like, that was literally it. It was a pretty, like, if you kill a character with, like, decades of history that people actually care about.
Thanks for Civil War II Abridged.
Yeah. That's it.
But you know what? Like, I think sometimes
it's just Civil War II Kai Abridged.
Yeah.
From a
story. Civil War.
A storyline standpoint, you can't always have the great big heroic death.
Sure.
Or you make everything the big, big heroic, and it becomes a big.
Sometimes it's got to be Speedball super, having a nervous breakdown.
Yeah.
Sometimes I actually like that sometimes, where it's just like, this is the most dangerous possible profession anybody could possibly have. People should be dying more regularly if that were.
I feel, having read it, I feel like if he was given a little more, like, a little more, if you added a little more personality and agency to it, where it felt like a actually compelling end for that character that was sort of like, had more to do with like his choice or whatever, that was less just like, oh, this guy's dead now to make these other people mad. I felt like it was very clumsily handled,
but then
it could have been actually like kind of a poignant end to a character, and it was not handled that way.
As an argument, then it would be like, if you made it more poignant and more romantically notioned in that sense of like, oh, he's such a great hero, then would that play less towards this whole, let's, oh my god, it was a pointless death, this didn't need to happen, and then Captain Marvel takes up that mantle.
Here's exactly the problem you have when you do something like this. You have that argument.
Yeah,
you have that I have mine. And the thing is, like, we both have that perspective, but there's no right answer.
But that's the thing. That's the point of the entire argument.
I guess. But at the same time, if you have a character that's existed for, like, decades, who's been built up for decades.
But we all know he'll be back in 20
minutes. Oh, for sure
minutes.
He will. For sure he will.
Which
that's
is sad.
That's kind of why, again, people were like, when the Civil War movie trailer was out, it looked like, you know, people were speculating, like, oh, Rhodey's going to die and that's going to have it. He didn't die. He got paralyzed. And then Tony was like, oh, yeah, but I have this thing where you can walk. So that's fine. Well, there was still emotional stakes, and it wasn't like, you know, kind of thoughtlessly killing off a character in that way, and I felt like it kind of like walked that line better than the comic did, in my opinion.
I honestly would have preferred in the movie if he died.
Really?
Yeah. Because the stakes become more potent. It's like, oh, somebody got hurt. Oh, but no, everybody's okay.
Yeah.
He just fell out of the sky in a tin can, and he's totally fine.
But it's... That's happened to Tony like 78 times in those movies, and he's still walking.
I know. Well, exactly. He's still walking, so exactly.
It's not...
He should have been dead 14 times.
Well, that's true.
He's white. Anyway, to Rhodey.
Anyways.
You can't kill the Cheeds.
Rhodey.
But you can kill him in comic form. To Rhodey.
My name is Tony Stark, and I'm not afraid of you.
Let's do the next few super...
Okay, quick.
Prowler, Red Ghost, Squid, and Victor Mancha.
They all existed.
To Vic.
Oh, that's... Yeah, Victor Mancha. That sucks.
Yeah.
Who is that?
That's Ultron.
Runaways.
Oh, right.
Runaways.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that happened in
it
Vision.
It happened in the Vision comic.
Yeah, yeah. With the one that
so
I'm
it's
reading.
So it's weird. Like, part of me is kind of like, oh, that sucks. But at the same time, I haven't
cool,
actually
thanks,
read it.
Cool, thanks, guys. I only read half of that. So, cool. Thanks. That's okay.
Read it. It's
I'm
worth
all,
it. It's
I'm also
super
sad that Prowler
it.
Died. I'm yeah. hoping Donald Glover plays him in the movie.
Oh, yeah. He might be.
Really?
Yeah. That's the rumor.
Oh.
He's Hobie Brown.
Okay.
Maybe you could merge him with the Ultimate character and he can also be Miles Morales' uncle.
That'd be fun.
Do it all.
Let's drink.
Let me just say that the Vision series, super good.
How many issues did it end up being?
12 or 12, I think.
I thought it was might have been 10.
That was always pretty much destined to be a limited run.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah, that's how it should be.
Really, I mean, if you want the Vision to still be an Avenger character, maybe that has to be a limited thing.
And just the tone of that book is a weird tone. You can't continue that or it'll just ruin it.
To all those dudes.
All those dudes.
All the young dudes.
All those dudes. Check out those dudes. They are all dudes.
Okay, we're getting to the two big ones that are left.
One of my only notes for this one.
Oh, what? No.
For Magos. And your next one?
Electro. Nothing.
Electro.
Electro.
Electro died. I didn't know this until I started doing the...
Yeah, I thought I hadn't seen him in a while. I assumed he'd just been grounded.
It...
All right, everybody, I'll see you next week. I'm out of here. So long. See you later, everybody.
He's actually
okay.
Zero. Issues coming back.
He stole the guitar.
He stole my guitar.
He stole the guitar from the Hall of the Half Fights.
Excuse me, guys. I'm,
it's officially over.
Sorry, excuse me. I just forgot my hat. There we go. Yeah, I'm coming. Sorry, me and Apocalypse are. We're gonna go make out.
Get over here!
Oh, give me those lips, baby.
I've been idling ship for half an hour.
You were supposed to be home an hour ago.
Do you know how much gas it takes to power a ship?
Enough of your ship.
All right, you're just using me for sex.
Come on, baby, you know I love you.
You like those whoop, whoop, whoop noises my hips make?
My heart goes whoop, whoop, whoop.
Hips.
All right, that was a stupid bit. What else is going on?
Ugh, who cares?
Electro? Right.
Electro's dead. We have that whole clone conspiracy thing where it seems like that's basically what's going on is that show is just like, hey, characters that are dead, they're back, they're clones. Also, we're going to kill a bunch of characters, and they're back. They're clones. And that happened with Prowler. Happened with Electro. And then... Or did
well,
it?
Well, Prowler has his own comic.
Except
I mean,
it's
out
it's about
coming
the clone.
Out.
It's not...
Is
it's
it?
About
yeah,
the clone
okay,
of
yeah,
Prowler.
Yeah.
Which...
Oh, the Crawler.
The Crawler.
The Crawler.
Crawler. Yeah. It's a donut.
Mm-mm.
My understanding
donut
is...
Fighter.
Yeah.
Electro got killed to power, like, an ex-girlfriend of his who... became the new Electro, except a clone of an ex-girlfriend of his who...
Whatever.
All I'm saying is this current arc of, like, Spider-Man is making the original clone saga look like Shakespeare. And that takes a lot. And that takes a lot.
So this is the original Electro that died, though.
Yeah, the original Electro's dead.
Yeah.
I think. And a clone of his girlfriend is the current Electro. And... I don't know what's happening anymore, and I don't care, and
you know,
no one cares.
It's a great time to be reading graphic novels.
Is it? Is it, though?
From 1982.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's great
because
when,
comics
like,
are dumb.
It's great when, like, the entire...
They're for dumb babies.
Yep. The entire arc of Spider-Man is all about, like, clones of people or clones of people, and who cares? Who cares anymore? Because I don't.
Clones on clones on clones.
Yeah.
Hey, Electro, you had a doofy headpiece.
I love that doofy headpiece.
Yeah. You know what? Okay, let's I had that written down.
Forever.
What's your favorite incarnation?
Original.
Of Electro.
Electro?
Original.
Oh, I don't know. Spike was pretty good.
Spike?
Yeah. He was,
No idea.
He was Electro on that MTV Spider-Man show.
But James Marsters was Spike in that?
Hmm? James Marsters was Electro.
Oh.
But he's also Spike.
When I say James Marsters was Spike?
Yeah.
James Marsters was Electro on that?
Yeah, he was Electro.
Great. Yeah. Our boy,
the Demon King Piccolo. Man, that guy's had some shit roles, huh?
Yeah, that's true. I like him, though. I always like that guy.
He's a nice bloke.
Because I like Spike.
And he was Brainiac.
I want, like, an
He's a Brainiac. That's Brainiac true.
I want an I like Spike button.
I'm sorry, on what?
Wasn't he, like, Lex Luthor in that Superman Doomsday movie, too? I feel like he was.
Yes.
That guy's had a bunch of roles.
Yeah. That guy's had a whole pan of roles.
To James Marsters.
To James Marsters.
Who's not dead.
This is not
I'm
a way.
So sorry
this
that
is
he
not
died.
A way.
Now we're on to the big one. The big green.
Yep.
The Jolly Green?
The Jolly Green Giant himself.
No!
So yeah, Hulk is dead. Bruce Banner's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do we feel about that?
Pretty rough. I'm not the biggest Bruce Banner fan. Like, I've read
that run a couple of years ago where, like, he was working for S.H.I.E.L.D. and he had it under control sort of thing.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Like, the thing I liked to get angry with the Punisher.
Yeah.
That was cool.
The thing I like about Hulk is mainly, like, my main Hulk thing is, like, the Peter David kind of run where it was constantly shifting. And explained it like he's got some psychological stuff going on, and like what the Hulk is a constant in a constant state of flux.
And for some reason, they had never really touched on that before.
No, and it was such a good read, and it was able to sort of tie in like the Mr. Fix-It and like the Savage and like a smarter version of the Hulk, and like even flipping it around where like the Hulk has the Banner brain and Banner is a Savage, and they were able to play around with what the Hulk is in a lot of fun ways, and that was really, really, really cool. So, yeah, I appreciate the character a lot. It was a rough time. Hawkeye killed him.
I don't know. I don't mind it. I don't know. I never have a lot of connection to... Well, not I don't have a lot of connection, but I don't, like, have so much attachment that I'm like, oh, you killed the character.
Really?
I'm like, okay, it's going to happen, and then there's a storyline, and then stuff will happen. Same, they kill Wolverine and be like, whatever, do I like that or not? Yeah, give it a while.
It says a lot for me personally that when that happened, I was more upset that they turned Hawkeye into a murderer. That was the more main part that made me upset, because I love Hawkeye.
Well, but...
I feel like Hawkeye would do it, though.
Yeah.
If Bruce asked
He was a bad guy to begin with.
They explained it after the fact that, like, it was set up to the point where, like, he thought he was doing the right thing, and maybe he was. You don't know.
Yeah.
However.
And that's what I like about it. Well, that was right in the same book.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's a fair point.
It's like he hit him, and then he was like, aw, Banner Arrow.
Just gets hit with a boxing glove.
Yeah. I was just like...
boomerang.
It just like, oh, boxing glove, no.
Doof.
I'm just saying.
Oh, that's my kryptonite arrow. Shit.
If you read
Hulk
that,
just
if
totally
you...
sells it. Oh, I'm dead. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, Hawkeye beat me. Totally dead right now.
If you read that comic instead of the actual comic that came out, would you not be more satisfied?
They should do a version of it from Hawkeye's version. Like his viewpoint.
No, dude,
in that,
like a totally
in that tone.
Like fraction Aja version where he just like screws it up and it's great. That's the Hawkeye I want. I don't even care.
Still sad that the Hulk died though.
Yeah, it sucks.
Well, it's a major thing. It's a major thing.
To the Hulk, I guess.
Mm. He doesn't even lift his beer. It's like that's my hand. Hey.
I drank a second ago.
It's the Hulk.
To the Incredible Hulk.
You get my drinky hand.
To the pretty okay Hulk.
to the
to
Inspector Gadget over here, answering the gadget.
Yeah, phone. Really. I know where you put your gadget receiver, so don't touch that to my glass.
His pinky? Which part's the receiver? I guess the thumb.
So what?
So what did we learn today?
Nothing.
That we're bad at wakes.
But sometimes when you want to make a point, you gotta pound it in.
Let me also just quickly say Darwin Cook, Chick, Steve Dillon,
God.
Lynn Shevely, and Paul Ryan. Like, there were a lot of other comic creators that died. But, yeah.
Wait, Paul Ryan the politician, or...
No. Paul Ryan was actually like a major...
I'm joking.
He was like one of those standard kind... He was one of those artists that you've seen 100 times, but you don't know.
I remember him. Oh, yeah. He's done some Spidey stuff,
He's done everything. Yeah, he's done everything. In Marvel. Like he's done stuff for DC as well. And there was one I found, Lynn Shevely, who I've never seen her work.
Name's familiar.
It's kind of like during the 60s-ish. A lot of underground comics. I'm thinking like during underground comics kind of time, there was a group of female comic artists that got together and made their own thing. She's the co-founder of Tits and Clits Comics.
Excuse me, is that gonna look that up? No, because I'm a feminist.
She passed at age 84, so she was like a pioneer.
Oh yeah.
A pioneer in that field.
For sure.
So good for her.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's been a year, huh?
It has.
Really, really
has. The whole year.
But you
whether
know what?
Comics or not.
Yeah, exactly. Well, hopefully we can go away from this stupid place.
Yeah.
Ace, what are we doing here? I'm scared of this guy, Darkseid.
Who else died? More deaths.
More deaths?
That's it.
Cyclops. Did he die?
But did he
die?
Apparently.
But
apparently
did
Cyclops
he die?
Cyclops is dead.
Has anyone read Death of X?
I have read parts of it.
Read the part where Cyclops died?
Yep.
How'd he die?
Okay, here's the deal. It's confusing and not at all satisfying, so it's an X-Men event in the year 2016.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Okay. Apparently... The idea was that they were trying to deal with the whole Terrigen Mist Clouds.
This is closing out the show, I feel like.
Yeah. They're trying to deal with the Terrigen Mist Clouds that were toxic to to mutants, and he was trying to, like, make them not toxic to mutants. That was his whole deal.
Right.
Trying to make them inert, which might have made them not effective in humans,
no
maybe.
Terrigenesis.
I think
that's
the idea. Again, I didn't actually read the full story, so sorry if I get this wrong. However, so...
I didn't read the story, but I hate it.
They went to a lab originally, and he was all
should
like...
Should make a t-shirt for Bri. It says that.
Yeah. This is shortly after they found
I want to know how one of my favorite characters died. Show a little
sorry,
respect.
I just listened to an episode where you and I had the exact same argument.
I'm not passing judgment on the story.
No, I'm just saying.
I don't know a goddamn thing about the story. I'm talking about how he
okay
factually died.
Or what?
I'm defending myself now.
Okay, I'll go on Wikipedia.
So
I don't care.
There was the part, like, in the first issue, he went to a lab and was, like, dealing with some labby nonsense with dealing with that. And he, like...
Dr. Nemesis was there and he was like, Dr. McNinja tacos, random, lol.
Yeah.
Like, go away.
Anyway, Cyclops, like, passed out, and people were passing out. Something happened. I don't know exactly what. And then it went on, and, the White Queen, like, Emma Frost came in, and was like, oh, okay, blah, 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 and they kept doing stuff. Anyway, this is a great summary, right?
Yeah, it's great.
I didn't read it. I read parts of it.
Then what happened?
He eventually was able to effectively turn, like, the green Terrigen cloud into like a red one, I think. That,
oh, thank God.
Yeah, it turned green to red. And
and that stopped it.
It made it ineffective against mutants. It made it ineffective against mutants. I don't know if it did anything with Inhumans, and then, like, you know, Black Bolt showed up.
But it made Superman lose his powers.
It did. But you know what? He'll be fine.
Yeah.
Black Bolt and Medusa showed up. They had like a whole like,
don't do that. He's like, I did the thing. Yeah, don't do the thing.
Don't do that.
I did the thing. It's like, how did you, why would you do the thing? It's like, I did the thing. And then Black Bolt yelled.
Yeah.
And he like,
step.
No!
Either that, and then, like, Cyclops was killed by Black Bolt yelling at him.
Black Bolt is the ultimate dad.
Yeah. So that happened, because Black Bolt was mad, because he did the thing.
Turn down your music!
Ow!
But then, apparently, it was revealed that Cyclops died in the lab. Because there was a Terrigen element to that, where he got, like, infected and died. Okay. And apparently, the Cyclops that was appearing then on in, like, Cyclops said to, like, Emma, like, was holding him, and Cyclops said, don't let this be the end of my story. So Emma was projecting Cyclops.
Oh, shit!
The whole time. Like, the whole, like, last stand and everything was, like, psychic projection of Cyclops, like, taking a heroic last stand, because she wanted that to be the end of his story and not, like, dying sadly and shittily in a lab.
Cyclops would not do that. I don't think he'd do
that. I'm not saying it was great.
Cyclops but that would not was be like,
that should
hey,
have been,
hey, make me a martyr.
That yeah. should have been James Rhodes.
No.
Oh, no. Anyway, so that's how it happened, apparently, because I think Havoc was like, that isn't how it happened. Show me what actually happened. His like body is all like pterogenesis up and stuff, and like on a thing. However, you know what I mean. Like, just wait until like Marvel and Fox are friends again. It's like, nope, that didn't happen.
Just kidding. Cyclops has been in space
with his dad.
He's
having
been
a great time.
He's been hanging out with his dad and also the Guardians.
Yeah.
Cyclops is gonna show up in Guardians 3.
Yeah.
To Cyclops.
That'd be cool.
Cyclops.
I guess. In his rad-ass costume, which you're a big fan of, I know.
And when its turbulent journey endeth, the river flows into the sea, at peace now, for all eternity.
That was real nice, Hank.
And most appropriate.
This year's gonna be a good one, right, guys?
Oh, yeah.
Can I go back to Cyclops for 1 second? You know, everyone was talking about how he was like a giant monster.
Uh-huh.
That did not pay off at all. It made
nope.
no sense.
No. Nope. I was like making,
they don't know what they're doing.
It was like making like Iron Man George W. Bush.
Yeah.
In Civil War.
It was just like, work. Oh yeah, no, this is going to pay off at some point. Like, we're going to tease this and it's going to pay off. And then they don't actually make it pay off. So what are they doing? What are they doing?
Don't you get it? I'm sick of the responsibility. I'm sick of being den mother to a bunch of quibbling children. I can't do it anymore. Most of all, I'm sick of caring.
Anyway, 2017.
It's gonna be a good year.
Yeah, probably.
It's gonna.
Yeah.
It's gonna. See you next week.
Da-da-da-da. Well, not next week. We might be taking a week off.
Oh yeah, shit.
We're definitely taking a week off.
We're probably talking about that right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, we're probably taking a week off.
We will see you not next Wednesday. We will see you the Wednesday after that.
Yeah, to give us time.
Which is, insert time here, January 11th.
See you on January 11th.
We're taking a week off just so we can plan the upcoming year and...
And have time to record and do all this stuff. Because the Christmas
and
season's
you know
always...
We've earned it. We did real well this year. This is our present to us.
Yeah.
We're going to get a little cocky.
You didn't get us nothing. We got you like a good amount of episodes.
52 episodes. 52 maybe, plus episodes.
Exactly.
Maybe we shouldn't get hostile with the audience.
No. You know what? I'm going to...
You don't deserve my Neil Young tribute.
Oh.
To Hulk.
What?
I want it.
I want that one.
Oh my god, we're jackasses.
Yeah.
Hey, wouldn't you like to hear a song?
I would. Hey, have you got a song for us, Mark?
I caught you hulking at my cellar door. I love you, baby.
Oh my god. I
This is why I never showed you guys my Silver Surfer version of Rocket Man.
Oh my god.
I caught you honking at my cellar door. Oh, I did that wrong. Caught you honking at my cellar door. I love you, Banner, but I do abhor. Oh, purple pants and damage done. Barton's tip went in so deep, and Carol Danvers' character became a garbage heap.
Sucks.
Gamma blood keeps from seeping out. I love the Hulk because I love the man. If he freaks out, you just don't understand. Keep calm to keep from hawking out. I've seen the arrow and the damage done. Another dumb event for everyone. Wait till Huck comes back and he'll just kill everyone.
A ringtone.
So all I'm gonna say, anyone who's stuck with us this whole time,
thank you.
We do appreciate that, mm-hmm. And hopefully, you know, we're working on making a better, tighter, more entertaining show. You know what I mean. I think it's this last year. I think it's been a major year for us, and we're at the end of it. So. Thank you for sticking with us, and hopefully you continue to do so in the new year.
Yeah, and in this new year, there's going to be so many changes. Eh, fuck it. When are we going to do a Kearney-based episode?
Sooner the better.
Well, I don't know. Have we
can hook him to listen, and he'll also be real mad.
The thing, though, is, have we earned that Kern?
Oh, I don't think we've earned the Kern.
I still burn for that Kern.
Don't be too stern.
I yearn for the urn of the Kern.
But you're right. You're right. You shouldn't be too stern.
Well, live and learn.
Yeah. It's on me now? I got nothing.
All right. Well.
You're next.
This podcast is adjourned.
I kept saying jern, and I was like, that doesn't make sense.
That was like a confused clap.
We got to go on a jern for the Kern. A journey for Kearney.
Yeah.
Feel the Kern.
Stop. Stop. Stop.
Sorry, Green Cross.
Zero Shoes.